roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, let's see if we can help out Chelsea. Good morning, Chelsea.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My husband, Matt.
Okay. And Matt has gone through quite the transformation recently, correct?
Oh, yes. A big transformation.
So I already know this story from your emails, but explain to everybody what Matt did.
So basically, he made a pretty serious commitment to stop eating fast food and start working out. And he's been going to the same gym for a few months, and he's lost almost 30 pounds.
30 pounds. That's a cutting off of a leg, basically. That's a major improvement.
Absolutely.
So why are we putting Matt to the test today, then?
Well, since he lost all that weight and he's looking a lot more healthy, I noticed he's been posting a lot more pictures of himself on Instagram. And, like, you have to understand, before all of this, he never posted anything, like, never. He was only on Instagram to, like, look at other people's stuff and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, he started posting all these pictures of himself, and he's getting all these compliments.
Which he deserves.
Oh, definitely. He absolutely deserves them. But it's like, I don't know. He used to never care about that kind of stuff. And now he's posting all these pictures of himself working out and posing. And I don't know if he's just, like, enjoys the positive feedback or if he's, like, fishing for attention from other women.
Right. It's a fine line, isn't it? Like it's one thing if you're proud of the work you put in and you want to show off that you worked hard. That's one thing. But it's another thing if you're posting pics just to hope women will notice you.
Chelsea, if you had to guess which one it was, what would you think? Is it because he looks healthier now, or do you think it's all just like a thirst trap?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, that's why I wanted to do this. I just want to make sure there's no surprises.
Woman, for example, or women.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's put Matt to the test then. We're going to tell him he won a dozen roses. You'll get to hear who he chooses to send them to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And, of course, do me a favor. Don't jump in until after he fills out the card, okay?
Okay, got it.
And then one last thing. Are you sure you want all of this going on the air?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Okay. Well, we can't put it on the air with "I hope so." We need either a yes or a no.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's better. Here we go.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Morning. I'm calling to speak with Matthew, please.
This is Matt.
Morning, Matt. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year to reward our customers. So every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes, and this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Wow, I'm a winner?
Yes.
Me, sure.
You sure are. So do you have a few minutes real quick? I can tell you about your prize if you have a few moments.
Yeah, of course, sure, go ahead.
Okay, so what we're doing every month is giving away different little prizes. You know, it's a little token to say thank you, and this month the prize is flowers, so you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. And the reason I was calling, obviously, is because a lot of the guys who have won this prize didn't really want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead, which I am more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you, or did you want me to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
You know what? You could send them to me. That's fine. Just send them.
Okay, so you want the roses for yourself then?
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right. Also, just in case you're planning on giving them to somebody, we can include a card that we can fill out for you. That way it looks like you planned ahead, you know, give you some bonus points there when you give the roses to somebody.
Actually, I think I'm going to keep it for myself if it's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely okay. Honestly, I'm just kind of surprised because most of the guys have won didn't really like the idea of getting flowers, you know.
You know what? To me, a prize is a prize, right? So
absolutely. Okay, so we have your address on file here. So I'm going to send out your flowers sometime this week. You should probably get them in like 7 business days.
Oh, that's sweet. You know what? But I have one thing. Can you do me one favor?
Yeah, what's that?
Because I know earlier you said it comes with a card, right? The flowers come with a card. Is that right?
Yeah. Did you want me to fill it out to someone?
you know what? I wanted you to put on the card, but I don't want you to sign it. Like, you know, like, no one signs it. I just want you to make it look like someone sent me the flowers, but, like, it's from someone anonymous. Can you guys do that?
Okay, so you want the card to say to Matt, but you don't want me to say who it's from.
Yes, exactly. Yes, just like that.
And did you want a message on that card at all?
No message.
Okay, so just to Matt.
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Okay, no problem. I'll send those out, and they should be arriving in about a week, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've never won anything. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I'm a little confused, I guess. What is the motive here to make Chelsea jealous? Chelsea, does that sound like what's going on here?
Honestly, like, I'm not even sure. I'm confused.
Maybe he's going to give the flowers to you.
Yeah, but you told him you could fill out the card, like put her name on it, maybe a message. I think he wants you to see that somebody sent him flowers.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah. Chelsea, let me ask you a question here and be honest with me. Do you ever tell Matt how good he looks, like that you're attracted to him?
Oh, I tell him I love him all the time.
Okay. And that's good. But that's not what I asked. What I asked was, do you tell him he's attractive?
I mean, I told him that I'm proud of him.
Okay. Again, not the same thing. Ladies, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Guys need to feel attractive to you. And if you don't tell him he looks good, somebody else will. Mm.